Hello and welcome to Contingency FM. We want to talk a bit about what if medicine isn't for you. So, I think this might be quite brief, but any of you guys yourselves had that thought, even if at like a slightest point?
I have, yeah.
So
I had a really bad week at work when I was an F2, and on my way home, like, it sounds really depressing, I was like on my way home really upset and googling alternative careers to do with a medical degree.
Mm.
And actually I didn't come up with, like, it wasn't very, like, it wasn't like a nice list popped up. But I just wanted out at that point. It was, I was having a bad week. But I've thought frequently about other things, like doing other things, because I quite like what I do outside of medicine and having quite a nice work-life balance, which can be sometimes tricky in medicine. But at the ultimately end of the day, I do really like my job and want to stay in my job. So it's never sort of stuck. But I've thought about going part-time.
I've definitely had a similar experience of having a bad day, week, year, rotation, you know, and thinking, I don't know if this is for me, I don't know if I'm right for medicine. I think that self-doubt plagues every single person who goes through this process. I think you'll be hard-pressed to find a single person who's gone through medical school and a medical career who hasn't had that moment of doubt. If I'm honest, has it ever been to a point where I really thought of quitting and was looking into career alternatives or anything like that? Probably haven't gotten there yet. I think a big reason for that is because I don't really know what's out there, and because I'm so set on the fact that this is what I'm going to do, this is what I've chosen to do, this is what I will do for the rest of my life. It's a bit of stubbornness as well. But I think if the options were a little more clear, then who knows if maybe something would speak to me or anybody else who has those feelings to think, oh, actually, you know what, I don't have to just do this forever.
I think we've all, like you say, we've all had that kind of part of you being like, what if I did something else, or what if, you know, would I be kind of miserable on the metro home at like 8 o'clock at night, or do you know what I mean, would I have been able to get to my mate's birthday drinks rather than being stuck in the hospital endlessly. I think I've never got to a point, like you were saying, about kind of looking for other careers, but I know plenty of like my friends who have, definitely.
What sort of things have they got involved in?
So I know, I think first of all that it's a very, very brave and big decision to drop out of medicine.
Shouldn't look at it with any shame.
No, absolutely not. I think it's actually, I think it's one of the bravest things you can do, is realise that something that's been so kind of impressed upon us for years and years, and so kind of, even when you start medical school in year one, in the first day, you go into the lecture theatre and they're like, you are going to be a doctor by the end of this. And there's no kind of, and it's very much, it's almost seen as an apprenticeship, isn't it? A vocational degree rather than, you know, a scientific and, you know, really dense, heavy academic degree. Yeah, absolutely, which it is. And it's how it's looked upon as by a lot of other kind of professions and other like businesses and everything as well, and postgrad schemes and stuff. So yeah, I think it's a really, really brave decision. I don't think it's anything, I think it's the opposite of something to be ashamed about. I think that, so my, I think there's a lot of different things that you can do. I know people who've gone on to do different degrees, so gone on to like masters in different areas, so like biomed or, you know,
I've got a friend who's done cancer research.
Yeah, so gone down like a more academic-y kind of route. I've got people who've got friends who've gone into other professions, so who've, you know, done like a PGCE, which is like
it's a teaching.
Degree, yeah, degree basically. So it's like a, it's almost, it's not quite a master's, is it? But it's kind of like when you've done, so say you do maths, you can then do a PGCE to convert that to a to be able to be a maths teacher. It's like a year and you do a lot of teaching during that. So yeah, there's like lots of different professions you can do. So yeah, there's loads of different options, but we're just not told about them.
Mm.
But I think it's a very, very brave thing to do.
I have a very good friend who she decided that medicine wasn't for her during our third year, but we'd indicated after our second year, so it was her fourth year of university but her third year of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So she had a degree from indicating, and actually I think she was incredibly brave. The university very much tried to get Ed to carry on doing medicine so that if she got to the end of that clinical year, then she could have an extra qualification or something.
And that's always the thing, do one more year, and then you'll have this, one more year and then you'll have this, and before you know it, you're in F1 and you're that, you know what I mean? It's one more year, you'll get F2, one more year, you'll, and it's, yeah.
And she was brave enough to say, no,
yeah,
you know, this isn't for me, I'm not happy. I don't want this. I don't want to be a doctor. And says it's the best decision she ever made, and she's never ever regretted it.
Yeah.
And she's doing something completely different now. She's setting up her own cafe.
Oh,
And done lots of kind of cookery courses.
Yeah.
And
it's really
is
cool.
So much happier than I think she would have been.
Yeah.
Mm.
And kind of that's my.
Yeah.
Well, I think based on being her friend, but you know, I've asked her and we've talked about it as well, and she says that she's never for a second regretted it or thought it was the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of people seem to have a massive sense of relief once they've come to that decision, because it's a huge decision to make, isn't it? And
it's not something you want to make lightly.
No, exactly. And I think that people agonise about it for a really long time and think about what other people are going to think and what other members of the medical profession are going to think. And I think it's, you know, people. Once you've kind of started down that route of thinking about that, I think once you've kind of arrived at the decision that medicine's not for you, it just seems to be like a huge weight off people's shoulders, really, from what I've seen in my friends that decide it's not for them.
Mm.
And that's really nice to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That they're not kind of like dreading going into work, dreading, you know, what their day-to-day job is.
Mm-hmm.
That's not kind of a life that anyone wants to have, really, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I
think it's really, like, you know, I think this question is something of definitely sort of asked myself quite seriously recurrently for the last sort of 8 years.
Oh, Phil.
Well, I kind of like, I wanted to be a doctor when I was like 12, and then like I geared up my entire GCSEs, A-levels towards it, and
well,
then
yeah,
like,
I think that's
I got
it?
A place in it, and then like a few months before I started, it's like crap. I don't know if I want to do this, and then I had that doubt.
Yeah.
And like sometimes I'd have better times than others, but like I think I've tick, and I thought maybe when I hit third year it would get better because I'll see what it's like, and it actually got worse.
Yeah.
I was going to say, medicine, the careers you can go on to do within medicine are so varied that just because you don't want to be a hospital doctor or just because you don't want to be a GP doesn't mean that you can't that you can't do something within it.
Yeah, I think so a medicine degree, if you look at it, if you boil it down to its like constituent parts, it's ability to learn vast amounts of information in a very short time, to be able to understand complex concepts and relate them to each other, to be able to communicate effectively with people who are angry or difficult or like in really sensitive situations, to be able to weigh and judge information,
work in teams, lead teams, to analyze
things. There's a lot of core skills there which are very applicable to a lot of different topics, and you might want to, you know, I know a lot of people going to like finance, or but a lot of people going to like creative arts as well. I think that's a really common thing.
So
you can apply for any of the grad school. You've got a degree.
Yeah,
so
and it's
yeah.
very,
you
it's
know,
well, well respected degree.
It's a well regarded degree, absolutely. Yeah.
I was going to say, the decision I finally made, I found it really helpful to know what else is out there, and so for a long time I also considered public health. It's a really great degree. It's quite competitive, but it's a great career. And sort of like, as I say, sort of like medical education, I feel like I found my niche there.
Oh, lovely.
It's lovely. Yeah.
There's a conference that one of my friends went to when they were trying to make their mind up about whether or not to do medicine, because I know you were saying, Katie, when you were Googling, you couldn't find much coming up about alternative careers to medicine. There isn't a lot of information out there, but there is a conference that's held, I think, annually. hope it's still held, because otherwise I'm just talking rubbish, but about kind of alternative careers in medicine, and that was held in London, and that's like an annual conference, and she went to that and she said that was amazing. It was basically like a jobs fair, and it was people saying to you, your degree doesn't have to just be medicine, we want you for you, you know, because you've shown that you can do this degree, brilliant, have a think about doing this. So she said that was great, and it gave her a really good idea of what else she could do as well.
I've got to say, what I did was a very quick Google. I didn't like delve into it.
But it just goes to show that you know, it should there should be more options there, shouldn't there? It should be more widely available. Because not everyone who decides they want to be a medic at the age of 12 is going to, you know, end up being a 25-year-old who loves their job.
I think there's something to be said about the fact that medical school, even between the different years, varies so much. You go from being, you know, in a lecture hall or doing PBL for 1 or 2 or 3 years to then being very clinical. And then when you get to the clinical stage, you think, okay, now I'm finally doing what I signed up to do. And then you start F1 and you realize actually medical school was nothing like the real job. And then you finish foundation training, you think, okay, now I'm doing what I want to do. And then you're an SHO for a few years and you realize actually that's nothing like what I'm going to be doing as a registrar, and that's nothing like what I'm going to be doing as a consultant. So the job transforms so much. You will transform so much as a person during that time as well. And it's okay to change your mind or make new decisions based on new information.
Make sure you involve other people in the process. I think it's wise to chat to people who know you, teaching fellows, supervisors, parents, friends. Don't make that decision quickly. But if you do, don't feel like you owe people. You don't owe the NHS anything.
No.
You don't owe the government anything.
No, definitely not.
I think we'll wrap things up there. Thank you very much for listening. This has been Contingency FM.